Hey, yo, what's going on, Penny X? Snuck up on us this year, even though I've been celebrating since November 1st. Christmas is coming. I can't believe it's already the 23rd as I'm recording this. It's after midnight. You'll be probably receiving this on the 23rd as well, but... Alright, my house is an absolute mess. And I kind of hope yours is too. That's just what happens around Christmas. There's stuff everywhere, tape stuck to things, stuff half-baked, literally, ideas, treats, I don't know, man, notes stuck to things, hiding places that may never be found again. It's a mess, but I can't love it enough. Got my oldest son, just tested for COVID, so that's a nice little wrinkle. But, you know, so I'll be having it here shortly because, you know, even if it wasn't Christmas, my son's going to get all the hugs and love and support as he always does. So we're going to power through. And maybe, you know, this playlist will help us get there. Thanks for listening for the first two editions. Hit another download milestone. So thanks again for listening, everybody. I love you, each and every one of you. So let's bring it home. We're going to get buttery. What's not on the list, though? Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I can't dislike that group enough. It's too much, man. There's too much sauce on it. Like, there's guitar riffs and extra business all over the place, man. Calm it down. There was, all right, I'll give it, they had the they might have introduced the timing lights to song trend, which, you know, I do dig, but Jesus, man, that's not an orchestra I'm down with, man. So none of that'll ever be on this list ever. And Pentatonics. I ruined my life for one a cappella group, and they helped me find Carmen Sandiego. So Pentatonics is not it. It's not happening. But as I say this and get to the number 10 song on my list, you guys are going to laugh because it's like, okay, you, those people's bands sold a gajillion albums. And you're going to try to come at me with Walker Hayes as your number 10 song? Walker fucking Hayes? Yeah, man. Fancy Like Christmas is my number 10. I'm not going to lie. The Applebee's song was catchy as shit. My son stuck to it. And the dude's out there hustling and making it happen. So, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and put it on there. The dude makes funny lyrics, you know? It's like bougie and blow-ups on your front yard. He's still giving props to Applebee's. Watching Home Alone. Travis is obnoxious. Dad's at the office. He's got to pay for mama's Amazon boxes. I love it, dude. And this is like, all right, on Christmas morning, we make a big breakfast. That's kind of the thing. And so this is like my making breakfast song. After all the presents have been open, Christmas Day. It's going to be Fancy Like Christmas by Walker Hayes. So I don't... just try it. Come on. You've been with me this long. Give it a shot. What do you got to lose? I'll get more traditional here. All right. Most of this list could just be Frank Sinatra songs, so I'm trying to diversify. But for number 9, it is going to be Let It Snow by Frank. We're heading in the home stretch now. And here in Champaign, it's not going to be snowing. We got, and I'm not complaining, it's like mid-50s. But it's rainy, so it's not that enjoyable. But you're not freezing your ass off. But did you ever get like those gifts that were for springtime for Christmas? You know, like, oh, a bike or... a kite or a glider or something like that, and then, you know, you can't go out and use it because it's like 22 degrees and snowy. So I hope some of you kids out there can at least enjoy that. But no, Let It Snow by Frank, dude, is jazzy. It's got the female singers in the middle, help bringing it home, and I just love the I've got some corn for popping. That's just a cool way to say I'm gonna have popcorn, or we're gonna hang out and have popcorn. You know, I brought some corn for popping. The chairman, I love him. And so yeah, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. He's just a cool motherfucker, man. All right. Number 8. The baby-faced John Legend. You know, goofy dude. Not my favorite human. Nice enough cat from what I understand. I think he was like one of the sexiest men alive, voted in one of those years, so people dig this cat. But I'll give him credit. He did make a solid Christmas album and put a cut on it called You Deserve It All. Because I don't know about you. And don't get me wrong, I pull weight. I come up with original gifts. I run a shit ton of errands. I'll be up rapping until my back breaks. I am the Santa Claus, but I wouldn't be anywhere without my partner. And so this song kind of is like an ode to that. So I love to play it every year, and my wife does deserve it all, because she, even with all the effort I'm putting into it, it would be even more of a mess than it is right now without her organization, tenacity, thoughtfulness, everything about it. So John Legend, You Deserve It All is a cut to check out if you haven't already. Where are we at? We're definitely not on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Oh, number 7. Going back to the chairman again. The Christmas Waltz. Frank's just like, I need a Christmas song. And they're like, what? He, you know, White Christmas was out there and he needed his own. And so everybody's like, okay. And Frank gets what Frank gets. And he kind of half-assed his way through a classic that I love so much. In the Song of Mine in Three-Quarter Time, that lyric hits me in like a special spot. It's just, it's a slick cut. But it's like also kind of phoned in. It's like Santa's on his way and he's filled his sleigh with things for you and for me. Like, it's just like beep, bap, boop, Frank Sinatra making Christmas songs. And I just love it. It's kind of half-assed and it's perfect, and it sounds buttery, and it's everything I need for Christmas. So they tried to find like a niche. They're like, hey, has there been a Christmas waltz before? He's like, yep, got it. Bing, bang, boom, put me in the booth, baby. And they churned it out. It's been covered a bazillion times. It's wonderful. It's arguably one of my favorite of all, but I got some hammers up here, so it lays where it lays on the list. Speaking of, I'm going to chase it up with, what's next? Okay. Christmas, to me, is the season. I've spoken about it before. I love the build-up. This moment right now, like, I mean, my kids are literally popping out of their skin. Their skeletons are, like, itching, and they just, oh, man. Finally out of school. Sucks that Christmas is so close to the weekend. I feel like we didn't have enough school-less time to lead up to it, but we, you know, we do our traditions and watch our movies, and we're getting close to the date. And this is my favorite part, man. They're just having the greatest time. But after the explosion of all the gifts and everything's over on December 25th, there's kind of like that little letdown. You know, I got some toys to play with for them, and like, we're going to have a blast, and we still got another 2 weeks off school. Life is good. Don't get it twisted. But that letdown after everything has exploded. I mean, the anticipation of Christmas is a celebration like no other. Nothing else is as built up as this moment. And so when that happens, you got to keep the party rolling. You know, I talked about the breakfast and Walker Hayes and all this stuff, but later on in the day, you got to play Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding. That is the Christmas Day jam. You can get a little half dance to it. There's definitely going to be shoulders moving, sidestepping, you know, a couple finger snapping. Yeah. You don't have to get fancy, like, you see what I did there? Dancing on this, like, but slide around. Maybe you got some new slippers. Maybe you got some socks. Slide around a little bit. Play this one a couple times. Merry Christmas Baby by Otis. That one slams. All right, I took a sip off my... I found some cherry Pepsi, and for some reason it felt very Christmassy. Oh, no, cherry 7-Up, sorry. Cherry Pepsi's trash. The pink cherry 7-Up felt Christmassy. I got it in a nice clear glass. It looks festive, so I'm just sipping on that right now. Till I nog out tomorrow. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Arguably the GOAT. We all know what the GOAT is. I've already talked about what the GOAT is. The GOAT will be coming soon. But, again, I could go Frank, who has done an iconic one. But I'm going to challenge you folks to listen to the Norah Jones version, which is also amazing and is shot up my list. And I play it quite frequently, but... The original lyrics to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is very creepy. There's like a whole history if you want to go back and read it, you know, through Julie Garden and Frank Sinatra. But like the very first lyrics, the original version, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we all may be living in the past. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year we may all be living in New York. No good times like olden days. It's weird. And then they popped it up. You know, let your heart be light. Troubles out of sight. Yuletide gay. Troubles will be miles away. I mean, I challenge you to listen to that song and not, you know, your insides are fuzzy. Everything about Christmas is kind of fuzzy, you know. Fuzzy slippers, fuzzy blankets, fuzzy insides. Much love to one and all. And that's the one that's going to put me over. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is like Christmas Eve. You put that on as you're making your first cocktail. As you get down to... I don't know about you guys. We don't have maybe... But 20% of our gifts wrapped. Every year, we say we're going to get way ahead of this. You know, all we got to do is wrap like a couple a night. We got weeks, you know, we're ahead of the shopping game. This is what we say every year, is what I'm telling you now. No problem. We'll just go ahead and do that. We'll do like two or three a night toward the end of the night, you know, after the kids go to bed. No big deal. It never happens. It never does. So, yeah. I need a fancy drink. Man, everything's coming back to fancy. That's what I'm telling you. That number 10 song is low-key good. but I'm going to need to come up with a new drink, something gingery or spicy for Christmas Eve. I'll keep you posted. Or if you guys want to, you know, hit me up on social media with a good drink recipe. I've been keeping it kind of basic the last few years. You know, I nog out, as you all know, have my red wine in tow. But I think I'm going to need to get the shaker out this year, you know. Put something together. We'll see what we can do about that. It's just like that, through the magic of radio / podcasting, I have just found on Delish a Christmas drink slideshow. Let's go. I'm gonna go fast through it. White Christmas mojito. Nah, that doesn't sound right at all. It looks frothy. I love a traditional mojito pass. Gingerbread martini. All right, I'm gonna mark that one. That looks good. Gingerbread cookies. We got simple syrup. Anything martini is gonna pack a punch. All right, that's a possibility. I'm gonna run through these quick. Cranberry Aperol spritz. No, nothing spritzy. Nothing spritzy. Eggnog, sure. Dirty snowman. No. Spiked hot chocolate. Okay, yeah, that's cute, but nah. Scrooge sour. Oh man, I'm trying to have a good time. It's Christmas. It's a winter cocktail, mulled wine kind of thing with simple syrup. That seems a bit extra. No. Wassail. Here we come, more wassailing. I've always been curious. You got some cider. There's like a cinnamon stick in this bastard. Nah, it's too much extra. Sugar plum spritz. Well, isn't that cute? Pass. Caramel snickerdoodle martini. Oh, that is, hold on, that is some Hallmark Christmas movie shit. Caramel snickerdoodle martini, yeah, all right, I'm that one's second. I'm putting that on there. I'm getting my sweet tooth out. So it's, again, martini, and it's got snickerdoodle flavoring, and it tastes like Christmas cookies. All right, that's number two. Christmas punch, no. North Poladas. I see what you did there. No, I don't want anything coconut at Christmas. Coquito. It's kind of like eggnog with rum spike coconut. No coconut. And I already have eggnog. I don't want something like eggnog. Mistletoe martini. We got a fucking elderflower and sage. No. Hot toddy. All right. Our weather's not going with this, but I'll never turn down a hot toddy. You know, you got hot cocktail. Oh, that's nice. But the weather's not playing out this year. Pass. Milk and cookies shots. No, we're not doing shots tonight. Not this weekend. Plus, those don't look strong enough to be considered shots. And they're literally in cookies. So it would take forever to make. That's... If you've ever been to like a luxury box at a sporting event, they're wheeling these in, and I'm gonna take down a half dozen, and get real fat, but not for this weekend. Sorry, out. Mrs. Claus cocktail. Oh, it looks White Claw, hard seltzer, festive. All right, I think the wife might be into that. I'm gonna mark that down as the number three. Peppermint White Russian. Oh man, I never turned down a Caucasian. Add some peppermint to it. Okay. Number four. That's what it is. Santa's hat cocktail. No. There's too much on the rim. They got a candy cane in it. It's an ode to a dirty Shirley. Well, you know, I always like to get dirty Shirley or fair, you know, plaudits, but it's not going to happen. The frozen hot chocolate martini. No, too much. Cranberry apple sangria, too much fruit. Peppermint bark shots, no. Again, shots. Campfire mules, they got fucking toasted marshmallows on the top of it. It's still burning on this slideshow. What in the Martha Stewartess? Ah, man, I do like a Moscow mule, but Jesus, come on. All right, glog. Who doesn't like saying that? Oh no, that's not pronounced glog. It's pronounced gluga. Oh man, now I'm pissed. Ginger cranberry whiskey sour? Nah. Sugar cookie martinis? I've got like three martinis on deck. Boozy butterbeer punch. Harry Potter fans, get ready. Nope. Eggnog jello shots? Pass. Pomegranate martini? That's just an alcoholic's way of just trying to put a Christmas twist on that. I respect it. Not going to happen. Mistletoe margs. I do like the marg. Feel free to skip the blender step. Okay. All right. I think that's going to round out the top five. Old fashioned. You're forcing it. Spiked out chocolate. No thank you. All right. I think we've got far enough. I got five possibilities here as I'm still flipping through the rest. Mimosas. Come on. That's just an everyday thing. All right. Thanks for bearing with me on that. I got five possible cocktails to carry me through the weekend. It's time to get my Benny's order in. All right. Where were we? Merry Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Okay, so I think we're in the top four. If I, yeah. All right. I have faith. And I realize Christmas is a holiday, religious in literal over and undertones. It's the spirit, the reason for the season. What did they all say? But I celebrate a very secular Christmas just because it's what I do. I have faith all year round, and I'm just not going to do it for my holiday. Sorry. But I will listen to O Holy Night, which is like my one religious, like, just a gorgeous song. But the question is, and to me, these are my two favorites, Celine Dion or Carrie Underwood? I know that's surprising, but Carrie Underwood does a knockout version of O Holy Night. And while Celine is my girl, there are some particular notes in A Holy Night that remind me of the Titanic song, and it kind of takes me out. So Carrie Underwood takes the crown here, usually on my playlist. And here we are, the final three. Whew. But before I get into that, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. And nobody really thinks it's the elephant in the room, but can we stop with the baby is cold outside bullshit? I'm pretty sure most of us have put it behind us, but there for a couple years, everybody thought that poor girl's getting roofied, and everybody was ready to white knight the whole deal. That is, a lot of these songs are like from like the 40s or earlier, and that song's nothing more about like the dance of mating. That's all it's about. Back then, women had zero rights at all, and they pretty much had to do the dance and be like, you know, what will the neighbors say? I really shouldn't stay. But they're both into it. They're both ready to get down. It's a consenting song. You know, what's in this drink? She knows what's in the drink. And it's referring to alcohol. It's just, it's the dance. And it's performed by couples. I think the original version was like something that the party hosts would do when they wrapped up the night, the party. So they were ready to go upstairs and stay warm. So great song. Didn't make the top 10, but just if you're ever in mixed company and you want to bring it up or be like, oh, what's in this drink? Oh, what's he talking about? Save it, man. Just stop. It's dumb. All right, top three. I'm going to go back-to-back bings, opposite ends of the spectrum. Meli Kaliki Maka on my left, White Christmas on my right. You got your holiday, you know, green island greeting that we send to you from land where palm trees sway, green and bright. Hawaiian way to say Merry Christmas to you. It makes me feel, I've never done it. I've never done the Hawaiian Christmas. I've only done cold weather Christmases, and it's the way, like, you know, old-timey version of me. Like, I can't see Santa in shorts. But the concept of it, I'm about. And the song makes me feel that way. But it's also just, it's a bop, man. It's just like the background. Nothing else is like it. There's nothing else like that in any of the other Christmas songs we're talking about. A lot of them have literal bells or sleigh, and they're like, you know, they're trying to keep you warm. This one is literally green and bright and warm. And Bing's bringing it home. And if you want to picture Cousin Eddie bouncing on a diving board, feel free. But yeah. And then on the flip side, you have White Christmas. Treetops Gliss and Children Liss, and may all your Christmases be white. Hey, watch yourself there, Bing. Someone will cancel you, too. It's a very simple, like, four-verse song. But it's every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright. It's just, it goes... That's literally why Frank Sinatra came up with the Christmas Waltz, because White Christmas was the song. They made a movie actually called White Christmas. I don't know the chicken and egg which came first, but I mean, this was the song where Frank's just like, you know, fuck Bing, I need to get my Christmas song on. It's great. Simple, elegant, beautiful. Which brings us to the GOAT. We all know what it is. It's literally called the Christmas song. It is by Mr. Nat King Cole. Hits all the notes. I save it. It's like one of those things where it's like I don't listen to it. All the ones I was telling you about in the previous episodes, I have knocked those out of the park. Listen to them dozens of times. But the Christmas song I save until Christmas Eve. And that's the way it's got to be. And when they did the, if you can, I do the original, just him, when I listen to my version. But when they did the remake with his daughter was pretty special. And I will listen to that one from time to time as well. It's going to get played at least a dozen times on Christmas night, to the point of which, you know, anybody else that's still awake with me will be tired of it, but not me. Mikey Bubbles did it. Christina Aguilera did it. I mean, people have tried to butcher it. Nat perfected it. But, I mean, they paint the picture, you know, with the chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I've never had a chestnut. But you got that warm fire. Jack Frost is coming for your ass. Carols being sung by a choir. Everybody's bundled up. Turkey, mistletoe. Santa's on his way. And when they hit that crescendo for that, you know, that Santa's on his way. Loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Yeah, that is perfect. And every mother's child is going to spy. Everybody is a mother's child. And everybody's a kid from 1 to 92. And I can't figure out a better way to end the last leg of this Christmas mixtape tour with all you paniacs. That, yes, we're all kids from 192. And I hope you find the magic of Christmas this year. And I hope you've listened to some of the songs we've talked about. I'm sure you couldn't avoid most of them, but I appreciate you listening to me count them down and celebrate with you. Much love to you all. Good night. Be the Santa Claus.